Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perakei Mishnah Hei, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues talking about measuring the tchum, the permitted area that a person is permitted to walk outside of the city limits. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moedidim Ela Min Hamumcha. When we measure to try to ascertain where the 2,000 amos end, that has to be done by a mumcha, by an expert, someone that's a professional surveyor. Ribu L'malkom Echad, Omiyu L'malkom Acher. Let's say in one corner, for example, in the southeastern corner, it ended up being a little further out. However, on the northeastern corner, it ended up being a little bit further in. We go after the larger place and we extend the border also in the other corner. Gemara explains that what this means to say is that if, let's say, two experts measured and one of them came out with a larger area of tchum than the other, we go after the larger area. Afilu Evad, says the Mishnah, even a servant, Afilu Shivcha, even a maid servant, non-Jewish ones, Kinanim, Nemanim Lomar, they're permitted to say, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. In other words, a person comes to town, he's not sure how far Tchum goes, and he sees an Evad, he sees a servant or a maid servant around, they're believed to say, oh, I know from my master, I know from someone else in this town, that this is where the Tchum limit ends. Shomach HaChom Es Ador L'Hachmer L'Hakyo. Because the whole Isser, the whole prohibition of going outside of 2,000 Amos of the Tchum on Shabbos is only rabbinic, and the 2,000 amot chum was there to be lenient. It wasn't there to make life more difficult. Let's see Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Here's a small introduction to the Mishnah. If a city has a wall around it, the wall has to be at least 10 tefachim, which is about 3 feet tall. Additionally, it has doors that could be closed at night. The halacha is it's not considered like a public property. It's considered like a mavoi. A mavoi is an alley. And if you combine all the chatzeros, all the courtyards, all the mavos, all the alleyways that are in it, it's permitted to carry in it on Shabbos. Now, there is one more distinction, and that is that it depends what type of city it is. If the city is owned by one person, and he leases out, he rents out all the houses in that city, versus if the city just belongs to the population, to the general population. If it belongs to an individual, the halacha is that you can make one shituf, you can do one combination, as we've seen previously, you could be mishate of the mavos, you can make an eruv that puts all the alleys together. However, if it's a city of a public, you cannot make an eruv for the entire city. You have to keep one section of the city that is doesn't have the public eruv, the combined eruv. Now, they can make a small little eruv in their neighborhood, but they can't carry in the rest of the city. And for that, the reason for that is that people should realize that there's a concept or there's an idea of not carrying, and that there's unless there's an eruv that combines the two of them, or the all the different areas, it's prohibited to carry. So now this Mishnah goes on that introduction. Says the Mishnah, Ir Shal Yachid, a city that belongs to an individual. He leases, he rents out the house. Vinasis Shal Rabim, he sells it off, and now it becomes a public property. Me'arvin Es Kula. All the people in the city could combine in one big Eruv, just like it was done when it belonged to the individual. We don't change it. Vishal Rabim, however, we have a city that belongs to a public. Vinasis Shal Yachid, an individual buys it. Ein Marvin as Kula, we keep the original law of the Rabim that the entire city cannot be under one Erev. You have to have Elim Kein Asa Chutzala, unless there's a particular small area outside of the city or an area in the city that has its own private Erev. Now, how big does that area have to be? So, according to this opinion, the words of Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be Ir Chadasha Sheb Yehuda, like the city called Ir Chadasha, the new city. There is actually a place in New York called New City that is in Yehuda. Sheyesh b'chamishim diurim, that has 50 residences. Dei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient, and he says shalosh chatzeres shal shnei batim. The area that needs to be left out of the general eruv has to be 3 chatzeres, 3 courtyards. That each one of those courtyards has a minimum of 2 homes inside of each of them. That concludes this Mishnah. Wishing you a great day. Wishing you a great upcoming week. May it be a week of safety, a week of health, a week of growth, and a week of success in all areas.